Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. You know, in this program, we always talk about how purpose and passion come together to create something great, and our next three guests are definitely evident of that. I'm going to be speaking with DJ Late Gang, as well as DJ Chevy Fisher of the Underground DJs, as well as recording artist Camden, who's also the COO of the Underground Railroad. We're going to talk to them not only about their own individual love of music, but what it's been like for them to share it in their respective fields with others, as well as, of course, to be able to inspire people along the way. If you're not staying connected with these three, I'll tell you a little bit later how you guys can do that. But Lake, Chevy, Camden, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hey, thank you. Bob, how you doing?
Hey, doing really good. Thanks a lot for the three of you being with us. DJ Late Gang, I'm going to start with you because, you know, I think, you know, the thing that I think caught a lot of people's attention when I first posted about this, especially on Twitter, is that here you are, you know, a young female who's able to do what so many people, I think, just think about doing, that being DJ, but also, of course, to be able to really setting a new standard. What has it been like for you to share your love of music with people as a DJ as well as, of course, as an individual?
It's really been a blessing to be able to share my music with others. You know, with all the crazy stuff going on in the world, it's really good to be able to get together with people and just share music because music makes people happy. Music makes people forget about all the craziness that's going on. So I've just really been blessed to have the gift to be able to DJ and to also be able to make people happy while doing it as well.
Yeah, that is a great thing. And you're right. You know, it's so funny. I had actually a guest on this program earlier this year and who was also a DJ, and we talked about how, you know, you guys really have the opportunity to be able to not only to set the tone for events, but also I think to introduce people sometimes, you know, to new artists that never even heard of. Has it also been part of the fun for you, DJ Late, to be able to introduce people to artists that they didn't even know were out there?
Yes, it's been awesome. I mean, it really feels good to, like, play a song that no one's ever heard and get them to come up to me and ask me who that artist is. Mm-hmm. Just to name a few artists that I've helped break records for, Hollywood Luck, Doughboy Pacino, Dollar Black, those are all Mississippi artists. And so, you know, Mississippi artists don't get the chance to present their music to everyone on a big platform like artists like Young Thug and Birdman. Mississippi artists aren't as well respected. So it's really just a blessing to be able to help people hear some good music that they might not be able to hear on the radio.
Exactly. Really good point. I think that's a great segue, Lake, for me to talk to DJ Chevy Fisher, who's also making his first appearance on our show. DJ Chevy, you know, what about for you? I mean, as a DJ especially, I mentioned, of course, with Lake, she's able to share her love of music with people. What has it been like for you to do the same, as well as to be able to introduce us to artists that people weren't familiar with?
Man, it's been a blessing, really. You know, I've been in music, you know, basically my whole life, and you know, just being able to express and share other people's love for the passion of music and hip-hop, you know, I just feel like I'm playing my part, you know, trying to bridge this gap with the world of Mississippi. You know, I feel like, as, you know, Mississippi artists, we get looked down on, you know, so I try to do my part as help because, you know, I'm also an artist too. And
right.
So I feel like I'm just doing my part to give back, you know, get back to my roots and let everybody know that Mississippi's shining.
Exactly. You know what? I'm glad you mentioned you're being an artist. We're going to come back to that. Camden, I want to go to you because I think that's a great segue to Mississippi artists in particular. I mean, I noticed, especially on social media, you've been a very big supporter of not only making sure that Mississippi artists throughout the state, not just through your own area, are being seen, heard, and recognized. How important has that been for you to see what's happening with the underground DJs as well as with artists like yourself to be able to push each other as well as to make sure that you're motivating the artists to do that too?
Man, I feel like we've really been creating a family atmosphere. It's kind of like it's at the point where I really don't have to ask artists to go out and support each other as much as I had to when we all initially tried to start this run. You know, it's like, you know, a lot of artists I deal with, I've known them for years. I've known some of the people in other areas of Mississippi for years, and just trying to bridge the gap between the different sets of people that I know, it's been a pleasure because they actually mailed and link, and, you know, everybody is not going to want to deal with everybody, but for the most part, it's been a just a big networking experience these past couple years in Mississippi, and I really feel like a lot of things are going to come into fruition from what we're trying to lay down as far as groundwork.
Gotcha. Yeah, it definitely does start as a ground. You guys are definitely a big part of that. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, already having a great conversation with our three guests today. We're talking to DJ Late Gang, as well as DJ Chevy Fisher, and also recording artist Camden. We're talking to them not only about the love of music, but what it's like for them to be able to share that in their respective ways and to see the response to it. DJ Chevy Fisher, you talked about being an artist yourself, and I want to go back to DJing in particular, and then I'm going to go to DJ Late, because, you know, I think, you know, and I have to admit, I'm kind of on the nerdy side, so I don't really get out to clubs and stuff that often myself. But I will say this when it comes to listening to radio, especially, that you're right, we do normally hear the same people over and over again. You know, especially when you guys are doing events and even using your platform on social media, is it kind of a responsibility you feel to push others because you know as an artist what it's like to be ignored?
Yeah, I mean, like, when it comes down to pushing, you know, other artists and on that stance, I feel like you say, it's, you know, it's our duty, you know, experience, you know, push something new. It's cool that you want to hear, you know, the same thing popping, you know, it's good, it's okay. But after a while, you play it for so long, it dulls your you know, sense of the reason why you listen to the song. And then you're overlooking people who are coming into it. You know, it's all about change. Pretty much, you got to let the music grow along with the times. And so, you know, a lot of people say that the reason why a lot of these rappers aren't mainstream is because everybody sounds the same. Okay, that's because you haven't given a chance to hear something different.
Right.
And so, you know, and like I say, I'm a DJ. You know, I came in wanting to be an artist, but as I, you know, sit back on the, you know, back end and you see it from the behind the scenes point of view, you need more people to push some of these artists who are hot and current right now. So let's try to get the world to see them, and when we shed the light on them, they hold the door open for the rest of us to come in. So, like I said, I just do it, you know, to, like, help. If I can help push it with my support, maybe the people who support me will support you as well. That adds to your pile. And so, you know, like you say, it's a family thing. You know, everybody sit at the table, we all can eat.
I think that's the thing. And you know, and DJ Lake, I want to go back to you with that because, you know, that's the thing. You know, one thing I've noticed, especially as I said earlier with Camden, is that, you know, there is, of course, you know, this camaraderie that you guys seem to have. But, you know, there we have to admit that, you know, even though there have been a lot of changes made, especially in music, that you know, women especially have not always been taken as seriously, I think, in the industry, especially in respective genres. But also, of course, we don't normally see a lot of women, especially, you know, female DJs, getting the respect that they need. You know, what has it been like for you to kind of be a part of kind of shaking things up and showing women, you know, that this is not just for the guys, that you can do this too and that you can be good at it?
It's been crazy. From having to, you know, show up to gigs and not just men questioning whether or not I can DJ, showing up to a gig and a woman, I can't get into the show for free because she has to call and confirm with the promoter that the DJ is actually a woman. You know, I have to deal with stuff like that. Then, you know, I have to also deal with people calling me and trying to get with me or not necessarily focusing on the music aspect or the business aspect. You know, they want to focus on the fact that I'm a woman and the things that they can do with a woman. So it's been real crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Camden, you know, I think that goes directly back to the family aspect. I mean, talk to us about, you know, what it's been like for you to not only have seen what, in spite of that, you know, in spite of the challenges that are there, what it's been like for you to see DJ Late, you know, not only be great at her job, but also show that women can do just like the guys.
Man, it's been awesome. You know, it seems like 95% of the gigs that we do, when the gig is over, you know, a male DJ or a male will come up, man, I didn't know a girl was doing it like that. I didn't know a woman could do it like that. Man, she killing it. It's like, ah, you know, it just increases everything tenfold because it's something in our area people don't see a lot of, you know what I mean? When she first started DJing, I probably could name one female DJ. And now, you know, I'm not trying to say she's a direct result of this, but now I see, like, it's making me aware of more female DJs. You know what I mean? Right. It's kind of like if you buy a vehicle and you never had that vehicle before, you're going to start noticing all the other vehicles on the highway that's the same as yours. It's kind of like that. So it's opening my eyes up a bit to a part of the DJ culture that I didn't know about. You know, I'm not a DJ, so just being around Late Gang and watching her learn all the things DJs have to deal with and go through, it's you know, it's educating me on really how hard it is. It's just really been an eye-opening experience. You know, I've seen things from different angle of the game that I probably wouldn't have. And, you know, it's a little extra added spice because she's a female.
Right, right. Well, let me ask you one more question. I'm going to go to DJ Chevy, Camden. You know, does it show that, you know, that we still have, you know, interestingly enough, even when it comes to music, we still have, you know, have a ways to go when it comes to appreciating the fact that we can all add something to the mix, regardless of, you know, you're black, white, or male or female?
Yes, it does. You know, a lot of people, I've talked to a couple guys or whatnot, and, you know, they went through the whole, man, she's killing it, man, and she's a female, she, you know, has her own lane and that. But after the fact, they kind of start opening their eyes up to other things and, you know, being more open to attend networking events and, you know, things of that nature. So, she has positively affected the morale and the mood and, you know, everything like that with the industry in Mississippi, at least North Mississippi, you know. So, you know, there's some dots being connected that I really feel like in my heart wouldn't be connected without her being the connection, you know.
Right. Yeah, I think that is really the thing. So going back to you, DJ Chevy, you know, I think, you know, the obvious question would be, I mean, what was it like for you when DJ Late came into the mix? What was it like for you to have not only another great DJ, but a female DJ in the mix?
Man, I mean, pretty much that's the thing about it. She's been DJing longer than me. So it's really, I came in under her.
Oh,
and
okay.
So as the road we went on, as I watched her develop as a great DJ that she is, you know, like I always tell people, that's my little sister. You know, pretty much we talk, we have personal conversations. So it's like watching your little sister grow up to be something great. And then at the same time, on the DJ aspect of it, she sets the bar for other DJs. I mean, coming in, you know, like Cam said, we have a lot of people coming to us saying, like, you know, who do you like? Me and Cam could be setting up, and I could be getting a set ready and everything. Guy come up, and not just guys, but females as well. They'll just walk up and be like, so you the DJ for tonight? And I'm like, no, I'm just setting up and getting prepped. She hasn't made it yet. First thing they'll go, she. I'm like, yeah, she. You know, she going to write. They'll be like, is she good? And I'm like, I'm going to let you tell me that. And, you know, most of the time, I got the camera. You know, I do it with the realm of camera and promotion. So right. I try to catch her and see her. So I make sure I get a picture of those, you know, a scene of those people who, you know, just was in shock and awe about the fact that, you know, she was DJing. So as, you know, the night go on and they see that she's rocking their crowd, and basically, you know, has everything jumping, I go to them exact people and I go, is she good? You know, I ask them the same question they ask me. Because, right. I mean, I know she's good. She's great at what she do. I try to, you know, tell her how proud I am of her every chance I get. Because right. She has really, you know, done what a lot of people can't say they have done. And like I say, she sets the bar. She done made me step up in my game. You know, I have to, you know, find other markets that somewhat make me seem special because she has shown that you ain't just got to be, you know, a man, a DJ. You could be whatever you want to be. You know, right. One day she's going to be a great role model for, you know, other little girls coming up wanting to be a female DJ. And they don't always have to stand there and sit there and say, nah, I can't do it because I'm a girl. That don't mean nothing no more now.
Right, right. So, DJ Late, when you hear that from your brothers, I'm saying that you're a role model for other girls and women. How does that make you feel?
Man, it's really encouraging, and it's really encouraging for me to just buckle down and focus on what I need to focus on. I'm in school, so a lot of times I can get wrapped up in my classwork and then forget I got a gig in one day, or get wrapped up in my gigs and forget I have classwork. But I have to be fruitful and I have to do good in both aspects of school and DJing. So it's just really encouraging for me to just not waste any time, have no time off, and work hard so that I can continue to be a role model and actually be something for someone to look up to, not just because I'm their homegirl and I'm rocking crowds. You know, I really want to be someone that people can look up to, and I want them to have a reason to actually look up to me.
Right. I want to ask the three of you this next question. I want to once again say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking today, you just heard there, from DJ Late Gang, as well as, of course, DJ Chevy Fisher. The two of them are part of the Underground DJs. I'm also speaking to Camden today. He's a recording artist and the COO of the Underground Railroad. We're talking to them not only about their own passion in music, but what it's been like to pursue that, you know, in spite of the challenges, in spite of geographic location, in spite of what others may think, and be successful at it. I want to talk about determination for a moment with the three of you, because I think, you know, a lot of times people may be hearing this regardless of what their own profession might be, and they may wonder, you know, what makes them keep going? Because you three know, just like I know, there's some people who would have definitely given up. You know, people would have said to them, you know, what you can't do, and they're like, okay, well, maybe I can't, you know, and then they'd give up. So DJ Lake, the first to you, what keeps you motivated in spite of the challenges?
What keeps me motivated in spite of the challenges? I would have to say one of my top motivators would have to be the fact that my granddad, he pays for all of my schooling, so when he found out that I was going to be a DJ or that's what I was pursuing, it's kind of like, well, why am I paying all this money for you to be in school?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of my top motivators, to show him that I can be just as successful being a DJ as I can being a doctor or a lawyer.
Right.
So that's my main motivator right there.
Wow, that's a great one there. Camden, for you, in spite of the challenges, you know, in spite of, you know, what people may say about an area or a state or color or, you know, or music, what keeps you motivated in spite of all of that?
Honestly, people like Lake and Chevy and all the rest of the Underground Railroad, because, you know, I do a lot of things. You know, I had to wear a lot of hats.
Right.
I was at a point in my life where I felt like all those hats were to be used for myself. You know, after a few revelations, I saw that wasn't the case. So being able to be a blessing for people, being able to help people, being able to do things for people and see the appreciation behind it, see the progress, see the growth, you know, not seeing anything being stagnant, you know, movement, that motivates me. And there's been a lot of movement with UGR. You know, that's how we pronounce it, UGR. We don't say Underground Railroad. But just not being stagnant and just seeing the people that I care about move at a high level and make progress every day, that's a real motivation for me.
Gotcha. And last but certainly not least, DJ Chevy, what about for you? What is it that keeps you motivated in spite of the challenges you face?
Honestly, I do it just for the people who feel like if they ever want to achieve a dream, you know, I came in wanting to do one thing, and I ended up being trained up to do multiple things, you know, and that was just off the pure, you know, grace of God. You know, I asked him one night, you know, to just fix me and turn me into what you have for me to be. And he put me in the path of all of these people. You know, he put me in the path of, you know, Camden. We had our conversations, and I told him what I wanted. And then, you know, like I say, with that, I ended up meeting Late Gang and, you know, and everybody else amongst the camp along with a lot of more people along Mississippi. So, you know, it's just, you know, I'm just showing people that if you want to do something, do it. Nothing
right.
Bitter, nothing gain. If you don't at least attempt to try to do it, how can you say you couldn't have did it? You know, I never thought I'd be, you know, doing all the things that I'm doing. You know, I'm a DJ on this part. I'm developing myself to be the artist that I always seen myself to be. And then I ended up being a visual artist doing music videos for other people. And, you know, I got all of that training under meeting Camden. And so him showing me that you could do it and it could be done just gave me the motivation to say, okay, I'm finna do it. I'm not just finna keep sitting around with my people or my partners and saying what I want to do. No, I'm going to get up and I'm going to do it. I'm going to be that person. I'm going to be that the Superman that I feel like I need to be. And if anybody doesn't like it, then oh well. Don't get mad at me because I attempted to do something that I said I wanted to do and you just sat there and kept saying, oh, I wish I could have or I could have done it. Why didn't you?
Right. Wow. Why didn't you? That's great, man. That's some great stuff. And, you know, I think that's really the thing for all of us. I think regardless of what our, you know, our interest may be, our passion might be, you know, what's keeping you from doing it? If it's somebody else, then you're definitely in it for the wrong reason anyway. You got to do it because you love it. And I think you guys are definitely three examples of that. Again, everyone, been having a great conversation today with DJ Late Game. Been speaking to DJ Chevy Fisher, you just heard there. And also Camden, all of them, and thanks for correcting me on that, Camden from UGR. They've been talking with us not only about their own passion for music, but also, of course, what it's been like for them to share that with all of you. So congratulations again to the three of you. DJ Lake, let's kick off with you. How can our listeners stay connected with you and find out where they can find you next?
You can stay in touch with me on Instagram and Twitter. It's the same handle, at Lake Gang or Drown. That's LakeOrDrown. Lake Gang or Drown. And you can also, for booking, you can contact my manager at CamdenGBE@gmail.com. And if you want to check out some of my mixes, I have, mixtapes. I have two mixtapes out. You can check out Let Ganger Drown, which is on Spinrilla.com. And you can also check out, I have a mixtape with a group called Black Republicans out of Columbus, Mississippi. And you can check that mixtape out on Live Mixtapes.
All right. Well, congratulations again to you, DJ Lake, and thank you so much for the time today. DJ Chevy, what about for you? How can our listeners stay connected with you?
Yeah, man. You know, this your boy, DJ Chevy Fisher. You can check me out on Twitter at Chev the DJ. That's ShevTha DJ. On Instagram, it's Deep Like Chevy, you know, DeepLikeChevy. And, you know, you can also check me out on Facebook. If you want to get in contact with me to do visual arts, promotions, or anything like that, you can, you know, hit me up on those numerous sites and my DMs. I also have, you know, my debut mixtape, Southern Juice, drops January 6, 2015, and is hosted by Guala De Niro of the Black Republicans. He will be hosting that, and we will be getting ready to jump the year off right.
All right. And last but not least, Camden, how can a listener stay connected with you and find out what's coming up next for you?
You can get with me on Facebook at Miko Woods. That's M-E-I-K-O. That's pretty much what I post a lot of the things that go on with the underground. I have an Instagram and a Twitter at BaldFaceLiar, B-A-L-D, Face Liar. So they can hit me up on that. We have a couple projects coming up. So also you can check UGRRLive.com. That's UGRRLive.com. And, you know, we tag a lot of our stuff, you know, real well. So if you want to just go to Google or Google DJ Late Gang, Camden the Bastard, or Chevy the DJ, or Chevy Fisher, you can do that as well, and you'll have a lot of material that'll pop up.
All right. Well, thanks to the three of you again for coming on the program. Really appreciate it. Looking forward to what's coming up next for you guys in 2015.
All right. Thanks, man.
Yeah,
thanks,
man,
for having us.
Appreciate it.
Hey, glad to do it. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. Now, depending on how you're listening to us, you guys can always catch the replay of this. If you guys are joining us through the radio side at Atlanta's 106 Live, this show will replay later on tonight. You guys can always go to the website to find out when that is. If you guys are joining us online, though, this segment will be available to be able to listen to the podcast just about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S. liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available in both of those places, and I think we got everybody tagged over there. So you guys can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.